All right, the recording has started. Welcome, once again, for the first time, because it's a one-shot. That's how one-shots work.
Yep.
So, this is a Lasers and Feelings game. This is not a homebrew game. This is a one-shot TTRPG. I will put a link in the show notes to where you can get it. It is released under a Creative Commons license, so anyone can use these rules for free without paying a dime. It's awesome. And if you are in a pinch where you want to play a role-playing game but don't have any time to do any kind of prep, but just want to play it, this is a great game. So tonight, I, Crash, your GM, will be playing this with two of my good friends, Beth and Jen. So, I'm going to go alphabetically based on, I could go alphabetically regardless of name or username because it's the same order. Beth, who's your character in Lasers and Feelings?
Chimera! Chimera's an alien. Chimera's a pilot. Her goal is fly really fast. And I realized that her appearance is based on her name, kind of Chimera. You know, lion face, you got the little hooves, you got snake tail. Well, it's probably got a pin. It's more like a snaky tail with a pincher and not actually another face on the snake, probably. And she flies fast. She also doesn't mind if you use they pronouns. She's a little bit, she's got the pouch and she lays eggs, so sure, we can use those pronouns. That's fine.
The correct term is marsupial. Wait, never mind. And Jen, who are you playing?
I am playing Zyra Vortex. She is an android and an envoy. She would like to talk to other peoples and understand more about these non-android species. She wants to be part of the team, and that's probably mostly her goal.
All right. And your ship is called the Raptor because I'm not deviating too much from the rules as printed. But the great thing about Lasers and Feelings being under an attribution Creative Commons license is you can rework Lasers and Feelings to be whatever game you want. In my after school club for tabletop games last year, we reworked it to be a fantasy game. And I still want to make a game that's cartoon based. Like, not cartoon like anime, cartoon like Looney Tunes.
Like Toon.
I've played that, but with simpler rules. So instead of Lasers and Feelings, it'd be cartoons and physics.
That's nice.
It writes itself.
Oh no, poor Wile E. Coyote.
It would make
Coyote
it so easy
physics.
To understand what the rules would need to be.
Yes.
Yep.
So that's something that might happen in the future, but not tonight. For tonight, you are flying on the Raptor, which is your spaceship. It is fast. It has powerful shields. These two things combined with Chimera as the pilot are kind of why it's still, you know, able to keep going fast, because you might have run through a few things.
They shouldn't have been
just
in the way.
A few. That is the argument that Chimera makes frequently. Captain Darcy did have some concerns, but Captain Darcy is out of commission right now. There has been an accident. Captain Darcy is in the medical bay, in one of the medical pods. He's expected to make a full recovery after the therapy, after the large amount of therapy that is certainly going to be required. What kind
physical
of therapy?
Physical therapy is very important.
I didn't say it was just physical.
Oh.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there. It's there. It's in the medical pod. It's there. We're not worried about that right now, because you two are the last two bridge crew. Everyone else was, you know, taking a short shore leave while you went off to do a mission and sort of left them there because it's a union ship. So you couldn't call them back in from their vacation. So the two of you are kind of acting captain right now. It's fine.
You can be captain. You can be captain. Zyra, you be the captain. I want to fly the ship. Captain doesn't get to fly the ship.
Okay. Let's see where
captain
we should go.
Talks to people. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see where we should go. And I go looking for a manual.
Okay. Like, you go looking for a manual. So this will be our first lasers and feelings roll of the evening. So looking for a manual is going to be a lasers roll. So you need to roll under your target number. Now, this is great because as an envoy, you picked a number. And for those not familiar with lasers and feelings, you only have one stat. You have a number that if you either want to roll above it or below it or hit it exactly, depending on what you are doing.
Can I help?
Sure.
You're busy flying fast. Are you going to stop flying fast in order to help?
No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say something about, you know, I think Darcy keeps the manual, like, I don't know, a side pocket in his chair or something, or maybe it's in his captain's office.
Okay. So you need to roll low for this, but your number is 2. So you have to roll a 2 or a 1. Now, I'm going to say that as an android, and there's no printed manuals anywhere in this ship. Everything is on a data pad or on a monitor or something. So as an android, you are familiar with interacting with a lot of electronic devices because you are technically an electronic device.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you roll 2d6 for this.
2d6. Okay. Let me find some dice here.
I love that I'm hearing the dice over Discord. Discord.
You are.
Discord will not let us hear our cats when they're being cute. It will stifle them. I barely get to hear Beth or EO laugh over Discord, but I can hear your dice at least.
Yes. Yeah, I have a little jar of dice. So
all right.
How many dice do I need for this?
2 6-sided dice. And
2 6-sided dice. Okay. Yep.
And their rules are independent, so don't add them up. Just tell me what each number is.
I've gotten a 2 and a 4.
Okay. So good news and bad news. The 4 very much does not succeed.
Okay.
The good news is you rolled laser feelings. If you roll your number exactly, this game is not made to be incredibly difficult. It's made for one shots. When you roll your number exactly, that counts as a success. And you get to ask me a question about the game that I have to answer. Not necessarily game mechanics, but about plot.
Right. So about plot. Okay.
Yes. But ask me the question after I tell you what you get from your success. Because I might give you some answers already. Or let you know what you should be asking. So you do not find the manual of how to run the ship. What you do find is a to-do list of things that the ship should be getting done, which you were kind of looking for that in the manual. Well, the manual would have said, step one, look at the to-do list. There you go. There's a to-do list.
Okay.
And on it are a bunch of things. Pick up supplies from here, drop off supplies there. This thing is like, this one's highlighted with like 2 stars after it. Apparently there is someone named Zorgon the Conqueror. You've seen their name pop up before. Apparently they're some type of influencer, maybe. You see them a lot on social media, so that clearly means they're an influencer.
Probably, yes. Okay.
But apparently they want to try to capture the space pirate Monarch in order to fix everything.
Interesting choices.
Yes. This is seen as a problem.
Yes.
Because this space adventure tells us, hey, here's the thing that needs to be stopped. You need to stop Zorgon the Conqueror from capturing a space pirate in order to fix everything. This would be bad.
Right.
I have concerns.
At least that's what the to-do list says.
Do you think there'll be a chase?
With the way you're flying, it's possible.
Are you still going fast right now?
I mean, yeah. I'm paying attention, though.
Roll me 3d6.
3d6, huh?
Yes, this is going to be this is going to be a lasers roll.
Okay.
Actually, no, this is going to be feelings. This is going to be a feelings roll.
Let me pull out my dice. Oh, I've got my musical dice here. Hello, symphonic dice.
Because I guarantee you, you're not having any trouble going fast. But because you are going fast, I'm asking for 3d6.
Okay, let me get something to roll into so I don't lose my dice. I have a 1, a 3, and a 6.
Okay, you have one success. So, you are definitely going fast. That was not questioned. Uh-huh. You are only currently being followed by two space patrol cars.
They can't catch me, right?
Well, they're slowly getting further away from you as you are going fast, yes.
See? It's no problem.
They keep having to go around the space Teslas that you are not going around.
Why should I go around a space Tesla? If they can't accelerate, they didn't deserve it anyway.
Some of them weren't going the same direction as you.
Afterwards, they're still not going the same direction as you. Look, I'm just saying that this self-driving thing, if it doesn't spot me coming and get out of the way, it must not be any good. I'm doing a public service. Self-piloting, it's just not
handling. If you didn't have the one success, I would say that there's at least one space Tesla stuck to the front of your ship. Just your shields and their shields are just like rubbing up against each other as you are pushing it along at a warp speed. The passenger is banging frantically on the window, motioning that you should contact them so they can scream at you.
Happily, keep going. Twist around, you know, shake them off a little.
They have a bumper sticker on the space Tesla that says, "No, seriously, I bought this before Space Elon did things."
They should have sold it.
Well, hello, Socket. Hello. Do you want to play too? You want to climb up my shoulder? Yep, those are the claws. Oh, I miss winter when I wore sweaters every day. Okay.
Sure, yeah.
So that's what he wanted. He wanted to climb up the front of me to go over the back of my chair and then be on the floor behind me. Socket.
Okay.
Socket, why did you take the long way around to get back where you were?
It's fun that
I'm
way.
I'm not accepting that as an answer. No. If I wasn't bleeding, I might accept that as an answer.
Oh, no.
I wasn't bleeding. Yeah, okay. That can be
where
a problem.
Were we? Ah, yes. So your mission is to stop Zorgon the Conqueror from capturing the space pirate monarch, which will fix everything. Mm-hmm. The capturing of the space pirate monarch, not the stopping.
Are we sure?
That's what the mission log says.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Darcy never does transcribe things great sometimes, so you never know. You never
know. It often looks like chicken scratch, in my opinion, but yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, exactly.
Look, just because Captain Darcy is, in fact, a giant space chicken is irrelevant for this conversation, and I don't know why you had to bring that up.
Reasons.
Reasons. Mm-hmm.
I love the lore building we're doing from jokes.
Oh, yes.
This is canon. All of this is canon. The best part is, which campaign is this canon for?
Who knows?
Bonus points if it ends up being plus ultra.
Oh, wow.
It's possible.
I mean, none of the characters in plus ultra have left the planet. We don't know.
True. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you want to do now? Oh, real quick, because we forgot something. Jen gets to ask the GM one question because Jen rolled a laser field.
Right.
Oh, okay. Let's see. How is our captain doing in stasis at the moment?
Well, he's exactly that. He is currently unconscious is the wrong word. He is suspended. He is not going to wake up unless someone presses buttons to wake him up. Okay. He's not healing naturally because he is suspended. But while he's in the medical pod, what it's doing is using tiny robots to rebuild the parts that need to be rebuilt and put together the parts that are supposed to be together but currently are not.
And that is why we are not pressing any buttons to wake up Captain Darcy.
This is true.
We do not want those drumsticks.
I love callbacks to things that were said before we started recording. They're the best.
Spring.
All right.
Spring.
Okay, so I think I'm going to walk over and look through the little... Probably there's probably some way to see what's going on in there without, like, opening things or touching things or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, there's a little window that's positioned right above where most species have their face.
Okay.
And also they can swap it out to make room for Captain Darcy's beak.
Well, it's large enough that Captain Darcy fits in entirely. The tail's a little smushed and bent out of shape.
Yeah, he can fix the feathers later.
Feathers will grow back, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you look in through the window, you see Captain Darcy's face with some structural damage, eyes are closed, but the tail feathers look like they're spread out behind Darcy's head, like there's some sort of fancy Mardi Gras outfit, but really it's the tail feathers.
Okay. Seems like
only some of them are still singed.
Mm. Good to know. Good to know. And I'll like jot something down on the tablet I'm using and that sort of thing. Oh my.
Beth has found an image.
Karazuka.
Yeah.
It's the Karazuka. At the end, they send everybody out in these outfits that are always full of basically giant feather walking. I can't even describe it at the moment.
Mm-hmm. It's...
I'm just going to...
If you take... I think the best way of describing this is Mummer's Day Parade.
Oh.
It's an Asian Mummer's Day Parade. Hmm. Oh.
It's pretty cool. Also, very baffling.
Well, in this case, it's just your captain.
Yeah.
He was born that way.
Hmm. One more of these, because... I gotta share the pictures. I just gotta do one more.
Okay. I love that you're sharing all these pictures in our totally not visible media. But that is a lot of gold sequins.
Oh yes.
On what appear to be tuxes and top hats and other outfits that are neither of those things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Karazuka. They're wow. Yeah.
Oh,
dang, they were in New York and I missed them. Well, it was 2016, so I very much missed them.
I miss a lot of stuff from 2016. But you are continuing to go very fast through space. The last... I love that EO is not part of this conversation, but EO has been seeing what you're posting and is just in chat saying, I am baffled and concerned.
Yeah.
They are getting... all the images, but none of the context, which is barely helping anyway. So you have checked on Captain Darcy. Things are progressing, but Darcy does not look like they're going to be recovering quickly. Medical pods, if it is light damage, there are different settings on them. You can set it for... just keep them stable and fix things quickly enough for them to get back into the fray. But this dial is set to the other end of the spectrum, which is put everything back the way it was or so help me.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Put it back.
Yes. Darcy is the one who insists that it be on that setting for Darcy.
Okay.
Yes. At this point, the last of the patrol cars. There were more originally, but the last of the space patrol cars is like slowly getting further and further away. You can just see their flashing lights if you do magnification. I forget which way things shift with Doppler effect light-wise. I want to say they shift into the red spectrum if you're going faster than them.
I think so.
Yes. If we are lucky enough, there is going to be someone listening to this who can yell at us and tell us what the correct thing is.
Yeah.
Because that will count as engagement.
So what are we supposed to do?
To stop Zorgon the Conqueror.
Hey, Zyra, where's Zorgon?
I don't know. Let's see what I can find. I'm going to go scrolling through the tablet in my hand.
Okay.
I'm assuming if she's an android, she can have a tablet in her hand, literally. So and just kind of like go through that, you know.
According to the document, and I'm not saying this is all of the canon, because I'm saying, yeah, you've got that in your hand. That works.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Lasers and Feelings rules, you start with a consortium uniform with a built-in vac suit for spacewalks. Although you're an android, you don't really need the vac suit, but
I don't really need that. Yeah.
They weren't going to custom make one, so you've got one anyway. A super sweet space phone camera communicator scanner thing with universal translator. You came with one from the factory. You're fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Chimera has one of those to carry, but she has to carry it in a hand. Like,
I mean, I sling it in my little backpack that has a little pair of wings on it.
I mean, yes, you can also do that. But if you want to use it, you actually have to use a hand to use it, as opposed to it is your hand.
What about my tail? Can I use my tail?
You tell me. It's your character.
Got little pinchers on it. Or maybe it's a snake head. I'm not quite sure. Percy, how?
I'm going to say it's little pinchers, but it kind of looks like a snake head. Sort of like how some animals will have parts of them look like other animals as a evolution method for allure or deterrent.
Yes, my ancient ancestors that I evolved from used their tails to trick other animals closer so that we could devour them. We think that the predators who are lower on the apex predator, you know, lower on the list, are very tasty, much better than herbivores.
You are what you eat, and you're a carnivore, so you ate carnivores. It makes sense.
That's right. Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
You also have a variable beam phase pistol, which is set to stun. Although for some of you that might be in air quotes, but
no, stun
regulations
is fine.
Say it should be set to stun. Not because you're always supposed to bring back people alive, but because there have been enough accidents with friendly fire that it's better for morale.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So you are looking for Zorgon the Conqueror. Who's doing the looking?
Probably me.
Okay. Now, you are an envoy, which means you're a people person.
Right.
Even if that person is an android, androids are people too.
Yes.
So, I'm going to say this is a feelings roll. And because you are an envoy, I'm going to give you a d6 for that as well. So, roll 2d6, and you need to roll a 2 or higher.
Okay. I have a 6 and a 4.
Okay, 2 successes. 2 successes according to this. You do it well. Good job.
All right.
The good job is there in the text. I love that. imagine the DM just giving you a hearty thumbs up every time you roll 2 successes. Right. So here's the thing. Remember where I said Zorgon the Conqueror was something of an influencer? Mm-hmm. Everything is canon. Zorgon the Conqueror is, in fact, an influencer and has, in fact, live-streamed them taking over planets on more than one occasion.
Sounds about right.
You find his Space Twitch channel. He is currently holding his space communicator up, doing basically a selfie cam type thing, saying, "What's up, guys? Here I am. We're going to capture the space pirate monarch. We are in coordinates." Gives the coordinates. It's a long stream of numbers that the GM can't be bothered to say out loud, because then the GM will have to remember what he said.
Mm-hmm.
But you're an
android. Chimera knows this, right?
Yeah.
Can I hear it too?
Well, yeah, I'm assuming that when it was found, it was brought up on the main screen.
Okay.
So you're saying this. There's a bunch of emoji flying up on the side. There's a chat that's going by too fast for you to see what it says. Except for the occasional, like, help and, you know, stop destroying us and
adjusting course.
You know those coordinates. I mean, you left there for totally unrelated reasons.
Yeah.
To anything that's currently happening or what people said you had been doing there previously.
That's right. Completely unrelated reasons. These reasons have no relation to anything. Yes.
Yes. But in fact, where Zorgon the Conqueror is now, you know those coordinates because there's a fairly well-known station there that does ship repair and supply. And the station is large enough that it is, in fact, a Dyson sphere.
And it's lovely.
It is lovely. You can't go in it. It's old enough that the sun in the middle of it is giving out enough radiation that biologics don't last very long, and electronics end up having too many of the ones turn to zeros or the other way around.
What, even with our really good shields?
The really good shields are why you can be on the outside of the Dyson Sphere.
Oh, okay.
But the good news is, all that radiation is a lot more energy, so they're good for energy collection. Like, people will show up there to top up all their batteries.
Yeah, time to go.
All right.
Okay.
Vroom! How fast can I make this go?
Okay, well, that's going to be a laser's roll. Now, you are a pilot, so that gives you a second D6.
Okay.
And your goal is going really fast, and you have a ship that happens to be built to go fast. So that's going to give you a third D6. Roll 3D6. You have to roll a 4 or lower.
I have rolled a 4, 5, and 6.
Okay. So bad news, that is only one success.
Alas.
Good news is you rolled laser feelings. So if one die succeeds, you barely manage it. The GM inflicts a complication, harm, or cost.
Look, the engines are like that normally. They're supposed to make a little bit of smoke.
Yes.
As soon as I ask to get down, it jumps back up.
I'm hearing
something.
Oh, as soon as someone
Percy
jumps back
has been
down,
delivered unto
up.
Me. Percy's being a problem for Lee, who needs to make dinner.
You've been given a pill.
I have been given a pill. He is very furry.
Do not swallow the pill. Even
wants,
with a glass of water.
He wants to be He doesn't want a glass of water. He wants a syringe of water. So when
Mother, feed me.
Can I give a slight sidetrack that you may or may not keep in the game?
Go right ahead.
So, Percy was getting antibiotics for a while. And the antibiotics were a kind that, if they stuck in the throat, they could cause a great deal of throat irritation. So after we shoved the pill down his ungrateful, writhing little gullet, we had to get a grooming bag and stuff him in it and then put the pill in after that so he couldn't writhe away. After that, we would give him a syringe of water to make sure he washed it down. He loves getting a syringe of water. He demands syringes of water now. He climbs up and he puts his little paws up on the counter where he is not allowed to jump up to, but I'll let him put paws on the edge of the counter, and stares at the little plastic bottle that has water in it that I keep for this until I pick up the syringe and stick the syringe in the bottle, pull the water into the syringe. I hold his head briefly because he isn't quite able to actually start opening his mouth for the syringe. You know, start squirting water into his mouth, let go, and he's going and he sounds frequently like a glugging drain.
So it's and this image with a cat getting what appears to be soup, but with a syringe.
Yes,
water.
And he doesn't open his mouth for the syringe like the cat has learned how to open its mouth. So I have to stick the syringe in and get it started. And then he's like, oh, yes. And he wants it in the left side of his mouth.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
He wants me squeezing it. And so he goes lap, lap, lap. And occasionally he bites the syringe.
Well, considering that Chimera has a Leonid face, I'm going to say that is how you have your space rations delivered to you.
Well, yeah.
They're great for anti-gravity. That your ship has gravity is besides the point. It's how we've always done it. And everyone knows that in any institution, if you've always done it that way, that is the best way. And part of me died inside when I said that out loud. As a teacher, a large part of me has died inside from saying that out loud. Oh my gosh, education's a dinosaur.
You never know when the gravity might have problems.
This is also true. This is also true. And sometimes when you go fast, gravity insists that it needs to be going in a different direction than the gravity generators would like it to go.
Right. And going schwarp is, you know, yeah.
And that overloads them a little bit, and then they stop working for a while until somebody else fixes them. And Captain Darcy is the one who has to sign off on that. But Captain Darcy is currently in a medical pod, so that's not going to happen. In any case, here's the complication. Now, you say that the engines are supposed to give off smoke. This is not true. You are not an engineer, but you insist that the things that you have caused are how they're supposed to be. This is canon.
Yes.
That's going to be my catchphrase for this one, I guess. So they are definitely giving off some space smoke. This is how the local authorities see that you've returned, because they recognize that particular type of space smoke. So you are once again being chased by the local authorities for several outstanding warrants.
It's not my fault. Obviously, there should have been better maintenance on the space engines. We need different colored smoke.
The current outstanding warrant is because the last time you were here, you decided to go very fast as you were given docking coordinates for the Dyson Sphere, and you ended up parking in the Dyson Sphere after going through multiple bulkheads and ending up in a different docking bay.
Shields are fine. Everything's fine. I just need better brakes, that's all. I blame engineering.
You went through three SpaceX rockets.
I mean, it's in the name, X. They're X rockets.
They're now X space SpaceX rockets, yes.
They're X rockets, yes.
And those weren't property of the Dyson Sphere, so they weren't really concerned about that. But you know when you go through a rocket that's full of rocket fuel, there's collateral damage.
I'm sure that the people who own the rockets had plenty of insurance for that, right? 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 They had plenty
of
insurance,
imagine, if you will, the Anakin meme.
Yes. That would be what I was doing, yes.
The insurance company said they do not do payouts for natural disasters, acts of God, or pilots who had to go really fast. They call it the Chimera Clause, which is funny because Leonid.
Yes, I do have a few claws here. I keep them trimmed nicely. They're very well trimmed. I don't want to damage my touch screen on my piloting station.
Well, the lawyers who came up with the Chimera Clause chuckled to themselves for a good half an hour.
I should bite them.
That is one of the other outstanding warrants, yes.
It didn't bite them. They had force fields.
I award you one luck point. It doesn't work in this game, but I award you one anyway.
Aww.
All right.
Anyway. So,
yes, you are currently being followed by three space patrol cars and also one light cruiser. The space patrol cars are not able to keep up. They were inside the cruiser. They launched out and immediately started falling behind. The cruiser, however, is able to keep up. The people in the space patrol cars are just like, why did we launch anyway? We can't accelerate at this speed without turning into a paste.
Ignore the cruiser. Or, so, Zyra, can you talk the cruiser and explain that we're here on a mission of saving people from what's-his-face Conqueror there?
Player has forgotten the name.
Zorgon the Conqueror.
Zorgon. Yeah. Okay, I can tap into that. She like holds out her hand, does some little typing on the middle of her palm, sends it over to whatever the closest police thing is, and explains
the
what
heavy
we're
cruiser,
doing.
Yes. So yeah. You send it to the cruiser, your main screen pops up, and there is very clearly a the bridge of a spaceship. There's consoles in various places with people pressing buttons and looking very serious. There is a captain that is standing in front of a chair with their arms folded behind their back, again looking very serious. And there's and the captain says, let's see, where is this information? I'm trying to remember what. Oh yeah, you're members of a consortium. So, consortium ship Raptor, begin deceleration immediately and prepare to be boarded.
No.
Can do.
No.
There you go.
No. 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 We have to get. We have to save the. We have to stop Zorgon, the Conqueror.
Consortium ship Raptor, ignore your pilot. We have several outstanding warrants for massive amounts of damage to the Dyson Sphere, piloting without a license, inside
the
Dyson
Sphere,
for piloting through space, not for piloting through the Dyson Sphere, which is what you were doing when you did the massive amounts of damage.
See, it's on my collar.
Give me a feelings roll. You are allowed to use 2d6.
Let me get my little dice app back. Okay, 2d6. 1 and 2. Which one do I want? I've got 2 and a 6.
You want high for a feelings roll. So the 6 does it.
I got a 6.
Yes. So the captain looks very confused for a moment. Why do I... 1 second. And you pull a little bit further ahead of the cruiser. You apparently also confused the pilot who took their foot off the accelerator. Why they need to have an accelerator that they put their foot on like a car pedal? They
who
thought
knows?
It looked cool.
Yep, yep.
It was the aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a bicycle wheel on the side of the cruiser with a playing card stuck in the spokes. Which is really weird because you can't hear it in space. But that's besides the point.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You just know it's there, though. The playing card is actually a Black Lotus.
No!
Across the universe, so many nerds scream out in terror. And rage. And are not silenced.
No. We can't stop. We can't. We gotta save things. That's the job, remember?
Also, you don't want to be picked up on several outstanding warrants.
Right, yeah. I don't know if they're going to come and board over here or not.
They
not
definitely seem
going.
Like they want to. Oh, wait. We keep forgetting a key mechanic of lasers and feelings. Beth, previously you rolled a laser feelings roll. Not this last roll, but a previous one. You never asked me a question.
Oh, I forgot to ask you a question. Can we get to the location before the cruiser, can the cruiser catch up?
They seem to have, like, they've got bigger engines, but you have less mass. So right now it looks like you can maintain the same level of acceleration.
I have a great idea. I have a wonderful, awesome, excellent idea. Hey, Zyra.
Yes?
We're only one ship. We probably will have a hard time stopping that Conqueror dude, right? Let's bring a cruiser with us.
How?
By going there and letting them follow us?
All right. Zyra goes to her little panel in her palm and types in a few things and sits down and straps in.
I have found the appropriate GIF for what you're doing.
Okay.
What is that from?
That's from the first Avengers movie.
Okay.
Well, the first new Avengers movie, not the previous one that had two people who were just spies.
Right, that one. I liked those. The movie was okay. The movie was weird.
I saw that and thought, neither of these people appear to be Marvel characters.
Indeed.
But whatever.
They're from the old... Yeah. The series was good, especially with them appealed. I never really got into the other actress that teamed up. But
I like the version of this GIF that shows the next scene after that with the big space worm thing flying around, but it has a party hat on. Anyway.
Yes. That's right. Strap in. Let's go.
Okay.
Put on the sunglasses. So, hit it.
All right. So you are continuing to fly fast, and you are continuing to have a space cruiser following you at speed, and there is an explosion in front of you, then an explosion alongside of you, Apparently, the space cruiser has decided that because you are not slowing down, they are going to attempt to slow you down with weaponry.
And the shields... Can the shields take it, Captain? Acting Captain.
We'll find out, I suppose. Okay. This was not the plan.
Should I dodge?
The plan was to not lose the cruiser. But they're trying to lose you, in a manner of speaking. Yes. So this is going to be a laser's roll to avoid explosive munitions that can accelerate way faster than your ships, because nothing biological is inside them that can be turned to paste. It's actually turned into tiny shrapnel, but that's intentional. So you're a pilot, your ship goes fast, you have powerful shields, you can roll 3d6, you have to roll low.
Who is that directed to?
This is going to be the pilot, so it's going to be Kimura.
Okay.
4, 5, 5.
Those are not low rolls.
4 is low enough, isn't it?
Feelings, so you're going to get an answer to a question. That's one success. There's going to be a complication. The complication
these guys
is...
don't like me.
So one of your panels inside the ship explodes. There's lots of sparks flying everywhere. There was no crew member at that panel, so there's no one to be thrown backwards. It's giving a Wilhelm scream, as is expected in a sci-fi adventure. But remember, most of your crew, especially everyone else that would be part of the bridge crew, is on vacation right now. So,
and aren't they sad they're missing this?
Yeah. There is a warning sign that comes up that says, danger, danger, actor not damaged. Actor not damaged. Please damage an actor to compensate.
No!
Another warning says, shields down to 25%, 20%, 15%.
Dodging?
You have been dodging. That's why you still have some shields. Enough to avoid the micrometeorites that you're still hitting at speed. You thought those were stars flying past you at warp speed? No.
Nah.
Those were little space particulates. And more than one space
burning
Tesla.
Up on the shields. That's how it goes. They burn up on the shields.
They certainly do.
Can you talk about shooting at us?
Sorry, what?
Can you talk about shooting at us, Captain? Acting Captain?
I don't know. How far back are they?
They're the same distance they were before. Well, they're a little bit further behind, but not by much. They're still within weapons range.
Okay. Maybe I can talk to them through my palm tablet thing. Okay.
You load them up again. The captain is still there. He looks just the same. It's like, will you slow down now?
My counterpart is not likely to do that, sir, unfortunately. But we also have another significant problem, as the actual captain is in stasis.
Captain Darcy?
Yes.
He owes me 50 space bucks.
I'll never pay him back this way.
If you really need to do that, you can go and talk to him. Well, I don't think he's actually sentient right now, but he is recovering from whatever happened before.
We'll refer to that as the incident.
The incident, yes.
Yes. Which is a spaghetti incident, if you are referring to trope talks. It might not have evolved actual spaghetti, because we're not going to explain the spaghetti incident. That's the whole point of a spaghetti incident. You never explain it. Right. And now I have explained not explaining it. Am I amused by my own humor? Yes.
Yes.
Will I stop doing that? No.
No.
The GM smiles and gives himself one luck point. Right. So, you are trying to convince the captain to, you know, stop blowing holes in your ship. Not that there have been holes put in it yet, but if the rate of fire keeps up, that's going to be a thing. This is going to be a feelings roll you are applying to his emotions and trying to convince him of a thing. Yeah. You are an envoy, so that's going to give you a second d6.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So roll two dice.
So roll 2d6, yes. And you have to roll high. And okay. I should really have Beth ask me a question.
Okay. Which are we doing first?
What's the question after the rolling?
Okay. I have a 4 and a 1.
Okay. You have one success. So,
okay.
You barely manage it. Like, okay, well, on one hand, I am ordered to bring Kimura in at any cost, even if that involves using a space vacuum to collect a bunch of particulates to be identified later. On the other hand, your captain owes me 50 space bucks.
And so he'll never pay you back.
I heard that.
If we blow us up, he'll never pay you back.
As I was saying, if you really need to talk to the captain, he's in stasis now. I don't know how long he needs to be in there. You can take a look at him.
No, I can't, because you're not slowing down and letting us board you.
No,
we're firing three more missiles, and then we're going to just keep chasing you.
It's sunk costs.
Ask me your question, Beth. I'm not afraid.
Can we broadcast whatever terrible things that Zorgon the Conqueror is? Is Zorgon the Conqueror doing terrible things that we could broadcast to the ship chasing us to get them on our side?
Zorgon the Conqueror is currently broadcasting his terrible things as a way of making additional money from space Twitch bits and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to broadcast it. You could just send a link to his space Twitch channel. You could also broadcast it. So that's the answer to your question. Three more missiles are fired. Give me another roll to avoid additional damage. And that's going to be 3d6 because of things described earlier.
4, 4, 4.
How dare you?
The dice too much.
That's not just three successes. That's three laser feelings.
Yeah, wow. I was noticing that.
You get a critical success. The GM tells you something. The GM tells you some extra effect you get.
Can someone smack those engines so I can go faster?
Not sure that's going to play out.
For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. I actually read a series of sci-fi novels. I'm forgetting all of their names right now. But one of the things that they did, and I don't think the author came up with this particular idea, was in a pinch, they were fighting an alien enemy that had massive shielding on their ships, but it was not like energy shielding. It was just, there was a lot of armor. So to get through it, they just needed a bigger bullet. So they found asteroids, and they detonated a series of very large nuclear weapons right behind the asteroids.
To get them going.
The acceleration was slow, but you don't stop a giant space rock. Well.
Not easily.
And it was in space, so they weren't really worried about, you know, long-lasting radiation. That was a problem for whoever was getting hit. Well, you're not getting that effect because they're not throwing giant space rocks at you. However, you are able to do the whole anime flying thing, zigging and zagging around, and you get to just the right point where all three of the missiles are coming from different directions because missiles don't fly straight. The laws of anime thermodynamics say that missiles going in strange, erratic patterns go faster. So they all fly together to hit a central point that you are just in front of. And that additional blast pushes you a little bit further, and you are, in fact, going a bit faster. The downside is your shields are now at zero.
Yeah, so, well, we'll be okay.
This particular captain said those are the last three they were launching, but you're headed towards the Dyson Sphere. And there's Spill, Zorgon the Conqueror, who you have to deal with. You do not currently have any shields for that, but you can still go fast. And now you get to ask me three questions.
What kind of flattery is Zorgon the Conqueror vulnerable to?
The kind that comes from donations. Remember, he's a space Twitch star.
Right. Who is taking over the... Who's trying to capture a pirate monarch because this will save everything.
Yes.
This will fix everything.
Fix everything, yes.
What is it going to fix? How is this going to fix everything? Can I come to a realization? It was everything. His ratings, his GoFundMe.
So you know that image on the internet where there's somebody knocking over a single domino, but then that's going to knock over a bigger thing, that's going to knock over a bigger thing, and that's going to knock over a bigger thing?
Uh-huh.
This will cause a series of events that leads to an end of most conflicts in the known universe.
Okay, third question. Why are we trying to stop this anyway?
Because the reason you go on wacky space adventures is because there's so many things that are broken. You're going to be out of a job if everything gets fixed. You won't have a reason. Like, your employer will no longer have a reason to pay you to be in this ship that goes super fast. They won't even need the ship to go super fast, so they'll scrap it for parts. You'll be landlocked.
Not if I steal the ship.
They're scrapping it for parts. It has a recall button.
Perhaps you should slow down a bit.
No, because then they'll try to arrest me.
That is the grim reputation of your ship, the pilot.
Hey, Sarah, can you get us a job? Because I bet that if I had some fast ships with Zorgon the Conqueror, Zorgon the Conqueror's got to have fast ships, right? Right?
I would guess so.
There's nothing saying that in a universe without most forms of conflict, that there won't be ship races.
Where are you going with this line of thought?
I'm just saying we don't need to. If there's not conflict, then people aren't going to want to arrest me for going fast because I'll be doing ship racing, and then I can be famous and be on, have my own, subspace Twitch channel or something, right?
I have little knowledge of that type of thing, but we can't just keep flying away from the police forever.
I think Kimura is pointing out that you can.
Yeah, Zyra's kind of like a protocol droid. Like, you know, this is how it should be. Why are we not doing this?
Goodness gracious me. Mm-hmm. R2, are you hearing this?
Okay, how about this? Can you call up Zorgon, like hack his private number or something, and tell him that there's a cruiser on the way, so he either needs to really hurry up with this thing, or maybe he needs to, like, depart, and we can lose ourselves in his flotilla briefly, and the cruiser won't be able to catch up with us, because it won't know where we went. Fast talk. You know fast talk, right? Right? You're an envoy. Envoys know fast talk.
Right, but it's easier to do when you're in front of whoever you're trying to talk to.
Well, that's why you calm him up.
We could try.
Give it a shot.
So, okay. I will tell you, calming it up is, that would require a laser's role to do. Lasers is not your strong suit. However, you know another way. He's live streaming it. And every time someone does a donation, he responds. You can give a message with a donation.
All right. I think I can manage this.
You will need some space bucks to do that.
I don't know if she has any.
Captain Darcy has 50 space bucks.
I don't want to bother him. I mean, he's...
You don't have to bother him. He's in stasis.
He's in stasis. That's right. Okay, I'm going to go in there and...
Yeah, go to the stasis pod, open it up, take Captain Darcy's wallet, close it back up again.
Yes.
This sounds completely logical.
You open up the wallet, there's pictures of all of Captain Darcy's children. That's an egg. That's
and
an
the
egg.
Eggs.
That's an egg. That's an egg. Egg.
That's yep. an egg. They'll be fine. Put it back.
They'll hatch when they're ready. We'll all be very supportive.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm closing the door and coming back over. And I don't know how many space bucks I have pilfered, but.
You have pilfered exactly 50 space bucks. Apparently, every space buck Captain Darcy has is currently because he has a 50 space buck debt to somebody else.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to say the way the credits work, they're like a USB stick that you plug into something and you could transfer it to somebody else's USB stick, including Well, electronically, so it can happen over a system. So you can plug it into a console or, well, you're an Android. You can plug it into your hand. There's a port for it right next to the little screen thing, which that's a choice to have the little screen in your hand because you're an Android. You could just, know what the visual is. But the person who built you was there for the aesthetic.
Besides, you might want to show other people what is going on.
Also, if you're bringing someone else into the call, they can literally talk to the hand.
Yes.
They can. Yes, exactly. She's
although
been doing
they're always
that
talking
police,
to the hand.
The whole time, yeah.
So you can definitely give Zorgon the Conqueror a 50-credit donation and send a message. The question is, what's the message you're going to send?
Let's see. I think she's going to pop up the $50 onto his screen and say something along the lines of, hey, love what you're doing. Keep it up. Which is not something she would normally say.
Or we gotta explain there's a cruiser coming, so he may want to account for that.
That's possible, but that's not actually our business. Police can take care of it.
I love everything about this. So you're going to spend 50 space bucks to tell him he's doing a great job and to keep at it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to require a role for that because there's nothing tricky about this. Okay. So Zorgon the Conqueror.
That's what she did.
Yeah. Zorgon the Conqueror is still live streaming from... Zorgon appears to be holding the camera, like could be a remote drone that's just following, but no, clearly one of Zorgon the Conqueror's appendages is reaching out and holding onto the camera the entire time, which means that as Zorgon moves, it is a shaky cam effect. Some of his biggest fans do require Dramamine on a regular basis. Space Dramamine.
Right, right.
Spamamine? I have concerns.
Oh, that's your second luck point. Okay, so they haven't boarded yet. Their ship is pressed up against the Space Pirate Monarch's command ship, and they're inside one of Zorgon the Conqueror's airlocks with the door open and pressed up against the ship hull, and there's currently a team that's using space arc welders to try to cut through. And one of them there with a hacksaw that's not doing much, but they look like they're helping. They're trying. They're trying their best.
Okay.
They're one of the younger, more inexperienced crew that apparently they wanted to help. And like, well, we don't have any more. Here, you use this one. This one's fine. It's fine. Yes, you're doing a good job. Keep it up. That one crew member does have a small fan base and everyone is very supportive. So Zorgon is actually not doing any of this work because he's too busy managing his space Twitch stream. Thanks for the 50 space buck donation, Zyra Vortex. Yes, thank you so much for telling me I'm doing a good job. I'm trying my best right now, and I wouldn't be able to do it without all the loyal support from the various donators. Thank you so much. Also, big shout out to Space Cola, my sponsor. Space Cola, if you're looking for rotting your teeth out and getting addicted to space caffeine, Space Cola is for you. Thank you so much. I do need to disclose, I am an investor in Space Cola. So, there we go.
Well, he doesn't seem too bad.
I mean, we might want to tell him there's a cruiser incoming.
You just spent all of your space credits to tell him he was doing a good job.
Yep.
Yeah.
He'll stay there. That was the plan.
Oh, all right.
I love everything about this. Okay, now you are close enough that you can actually see the space battle happening in front of you on the view screen with magnification right now, but you are still going very fast. So while the view on the main screen remains the same, the magnification number on the side is like clicking down as you get closer. and it's moving down at a considerable space, because at no point did Kimera ever suggest that she was slowing down.
Right.
Kimera has no reason to slow down until it comes time for us to be, when we're close enough to this whole invasion fleet, whatever. I mean, he's got to have a flotilla with him, right? He's got other ships, right?
There are a bunch of ships that are around. There's a bunch of them that appear to be out of commission. The ones that still seem to be functional all appear to be Zorgon the Conquerors.
Excellent. This means that when we get close enough, I can, like, try to blend in with all of those ships, and then we can leave.
So here is the thing. If you want to slow down comfortably, you need to start that now. If you want to slow down uncomfortably, you need to start that soon. If you want to wait and then slow down as quickly as you can, this will maximize the wiggle room you have between you and your pursuer, but it will be a more difficult maneuver that may result in the same kind of catastrophic damage that led to the warrant in the first place.
Well, I don't want to get caught.
So you're going to pick the riskiest option.
I mean, it's...
I'm not criticizing. I'm just stating it. Because I love everything about this. Whichever choice you make, I'm just going to tell you what happens.
I think what I want to do is try to come close to the whole situation, go screaming past it, and as the cruiser comes into range of all of that, then I do some hard braking, a bootlegger reverse, and dive into the midst of the flotilla to pretend that I was here all along. I'm just one of the flotilla here. I'm just one of Zorgon's ships.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to say. Normally, like for previous rolls, because this is all piloting, you'd be rolling 3d6. I'm going to tell you that I am not allowing a 3d6 for this roll because there's other things going on. You need to try to avoid stuff as much as possible. You've got no shields left. Your ship has actually taken some minor cosmetic damage from micrometeorites at this point.
It's a problem.
Yes.
Hated that. You need to maneuver
through a flotilla of ships, some of which can't get out of the way, and you don't have the strong shields to move them out of your way.
Yeah.
And you're expecting to do a rapid deceleration and turnaround.
Hoping to. So. Can Zyra help by calming ahead, broadcasting ahead that we're coming in hot?
Who am I broadcasting this to?
The pirate flotilla.
All of Zorgon's ships in front of you.
Yeah, the Zorgon, the Conqueror's ships. Basically
saying, get out of the way.
Yeah, I really. Okay, so she pulls up her little thing in her palm and says, attention, please. We are coming in very quickly and hot. If you do not want to have your ships damaged, please move them immediately. Thank you.
We apologize for the inconvenience. You may be destroyed. Unless you already are, in which case, we apologize to your next of kin. So, I will allow that to be a help action, so you may roll 2d6. This is for Kimera to roll. But one of those 2d6 is because you're broadcasting ahead, Jen.
Do I want high or low?
This is going to be a lasers roll. You want to roll low.
4 and 2.
Okay. That's 2 successes and a laser feeling.
Uh-huh.
Ask me the question first, because if I don't, have you ask it first, I'm going to forget again.
Can I flip to a spare transponder once we get, to be looking like we're part of the milling group of Zorgon the Conqueror ships?
The average consortium ship would not have a spare transponder available. It's against regulations.
Yeah, but we have this reputation. And Captain Darcy clearly has a tendency to borrow money from other people and whatnot. So, I mean, would the captain have a spare transponder for those cases when, trying to avoid the problem?
So, you reach under your console and press a button that is definitely aftermarket, and the wires aren't even properly shielded. They just go into a control panel somewhere.
Exactly.
And then go off in the distance. And suddenly, to all ships nearby, you appear to be a space Tesla.
Look, I mean, that's where we got it, obviously.
That transponder was stuck to your hull earlier.
Yeah.
What were you supposed to do with it?
Exactly.
You couldn't return it to the owner. The owner was spread out over half a light year.
I mean, I'm sure that their escape pod worked, probably. I don't think those had a recall.
We're just going to leave it at that. Except I will point out the word grim in Grim Reputation.
Yeah.
Suddenly this space Tesla, which is the largest space Tesla anyone has seen, just comes right in and does the Akira motorbike slide into position.
Sorry we're late, guys.
Now, you do all this while a cruiser that had been actively pursuing you was going the same speed as you and was not expecting you to slow down and stop suddenly just stop being there.
There is a collision. Oh, no.
There is a collision. Zorgon the Conqueror's ship was stuck to the Space Pirate Monarch's ship like a barnacle. The barnacle has now been scraped off.
Oh, no.
And is moving at a speed, spiraling and leaking some atmosphere, while the Space Patrol Cruiser is going off at a different direction, also spiraling a bit, but losing less atmosphere. Their shields were working perfectly. Funny thing, you can't have your shields turned on when you're docked with another ship. It kind of prevents you from going through to the other ship. Although that was a very funny live stream. You remember watching it. I said, turn it off. Right, it's off now.
Boing.
No, turn off the other shield battery. Oh. So, the live stream is now showing Zorgon the Conqueror flawlessly transitioning to, hello, everyone. Today, we are dying in the vacuum of space. Subscribe now.
Can we rescue them?
So, everyone in the boarding party was wearing a full space suit. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. There are other ships. They'll probably get picked up.
Oops. Also, there's a cruiser.
Also, there is a cruiser. Right. But you have successfully disrupted Zorgon the Conqueror trying to capture the Space Pirate Monarch, because now the authorities are in the scene. And now more space cruisers are showing up and attempting to arrest Zorgon the Conqueror for interfering with a space cruiser because they didn't get out of the way.
That's where we're going to end it.
All right.
All of Zorgon the Conqueror's smaller ships fly off in different directions. You are able to fly off in another different direction, and they don't know which one you are.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. My name is Crash. I was GM for the evening while we were playing a Lasers and Feelings one-shot. This is a fun one-page TTRPG. I love doing this on spur-of-the-moment things because there's almost no prep. You build your whole adventure as the GM by rolling 1, 2, 3, 4 d6, and that determines everything. That's how I rolled. Zorgon the Conqueror wants to capture the space pirate. Now, in here, it's a space pirate king or queen. And I decided I can't be bothered. Gender's a construct anyway. So it's possible that they're
pirate monarch.
Who knows? Yeah, so monarch. Which will fix everything. I've never gotten a fix everything result before. And I think that is the most hilarious option. So I'm so glad to have gotten that. Tonight, I was joined by two incredibly awesome people, Beth and Jen. Does anyone want to plug a thing?
You go first. You go first this time.
Okay, let's see. I really don't have anything going on right now. Other than this was a lot of fun. I don't know.
BookofJen.net, ShatterSoulStone.com, and you are frequently featured on Restless Barbarian Gaming's YouTube channel.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. I have to check on that, though. But yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
And I've got ebooks, and you can find them at ElizabethMcCoy.com, and check them out, and You can ask your local library to get them via OverDrive, and then you could read them for free, and the library would pay me, so I'm happy, you're happy, the library's happy to be used, and also they're very cheap for libraries, so, you know, they should go for that. And speaking of cool things that can be cheap, but also somebody could get paid potentially.
AaronBSmith.com is where I put all of my stuff, including AaronBSmith.com/cogwheel, which is where I put all these podcasts. But if you go to AaronBSmith.com, you'll see some other things, including some stuff that I have that you can get for pay what you want on itch.io. So there's that too. Also, you can follow us on the Fediverse at is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshen, Walter, Liv Drummond, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying,
oh, thank you so much, Captain Darcy, for the... Wait, that's a negative... How did you donate negative 50 credits? And aren't you supposed to be in stasis?
Good night, everybody.
I'm an android. I can't be in stasis. All right, we're done.
Good night, everybody.
This was fun.